Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WIS Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.
I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
This is Rewind Milwaukee, a look at Milwaukee issues in the Capitol news this week. J.R., the governor's capital budget. There's two things in it of interest to Milwaukee. I got to get the right number. $85 million to improve UW-Milwaukee buildings, including Sandberg Hall. The overall building project didn't give the Regents all they wanted, but UW-Milwaukee did the best.
Yeah, well, if you look at the building budget, generally speaking, the capital budget, Walker put money in more geared toward maintenance than it was like big, giant building projects.
Yeah.
So anything you got a building, you kind of did okay. But it's much like with the road budget, where Walker's focused on maintenance and getting caught up. He wants to keep the overall bonding levels down. He doesn't want to borrow a lot more money, but also start funding a couple of projects that he thinks are noteworthy.
Okay, and then second in the building project, $75 million for a new state law enforcement center.
But not necessarily in Milwaukee. It could move to Waukesha County, if I read this incorrectly.
Which is why it's so important to Milwaukee. It could be in Milwaukee. It could be a major economic development for whoever, or the suburbs. So big fight over where it's going to be?
Possibly. They're also, you know, it's a long-term thing to watch. They're prepping for replacing the state office building.
Yeah,
in Milwaukee, they don't do that, but they don't replace it in this one, but they lay some groundwork for it, so that's something to watch long-term, too.
Third issue, Voces de la Frontera lost their state Supreme Court decision today. Why did they sue Sheriff Clark?
They want access to immigration records of people who are detained because they want to know, or being held, they want to know if Sheriff Clark was complying with President Obama's past orders on immigration enforcement. Now, the state Supreme Court said those records are not allowed to be accessed under federal law. Because of that, they aren't be able to access under state law. End of story. But the dissenting people or justices say, hey, another chip in the block of the open records law.
Yeah, another weakening of the open record law. Let's end Rewind Milwaukee this way. This week, two Milwaukee legislators, David Bowen and Evan Goyke, who... Well, let's just say that the biggest exporter of juveniles to Lincoln Hills is Milwaukee County.
Yes.
Many of them are African Americans. So here are some questions that first David Bowen and then Evan Goyke asked of Secretary Litcher. And I just want to put context. You're going to hear first from Representative Bowen. He is saying, we have heard of these egregious injuries and incidents and mishaps at Lincoln Hills involving his constituents. Have they been fixed? So that puts in context, you're going to hear first from Mr. Bowen. Secondly, Evan Goyke opened the hearing by saying, I think Lincoln Hill should be closed. Then he asks, tell me about a solitary confinement cell at Lincoln Hills. Let's hear both of these gentlemen.
The residents in Milwaukee that are definitely frustrated because they know a significant amount of young people that are at the facility and being exposed to those abuses. Have we been able to forward those changes to the press?
In the past.
Have we been able to forward the changes that are happening in the division to the press so that they can get that information?
Yes, I believe we have. I won't speak because I think that's responsible to our public information officer, but I think the press and our public information officer is in constant contact on issues. And we try to prevent, we try to give the picture of the whole picture, and that's our responsibility to do.
Could you describe for the committee members what a cell looks like? What are the materials? What are the windows, the bed? What is the size? We're not there. It's actually quite hard to get all the way up to Irma to see it. But could you describe for us what restrictive or solitary looks like? What does that cell look like for a kid?
I don't have the dimensions.
Yeah. Just guess, but you're familiar with it. Just guess.
Sure. It's a rectangular sort of room. There's a window on the end. In the restrictive housing units, there's a kind of a metal protective sort of area protecting the window from
a grate.
A grate, yes.
And the trap.
Yep. In the restrictive housing units, the doors have openings in the doors called traps that they can use so that they're able to give meals or things to the youth without having to open the door all the way. There's typically a metal bunk with a mattress. The amount of property that a youth is allowed to have is dependent on their behavior. So, you know, blankets, pillows, clothing. There's kind of a range of what they're allowed to have in their room depending on what they do with those materials when they have them. But the goal is to allow them to have those property items.
Sarah, at another part in that public hearing, they were asked, how much does Milwaukee County pay per day to house some of their residents, which used to live in Milwaukee County in Lincoln Hills, $292, mm-hmm. which raises the question, is Lincoln Hills the best place to put Milwaukee County juveniles convicted or having serious criminal activity?
Yeah, and interesting, a couple of Democrats, as well as Joel Clayfish, the committee chair and Republican, kind of questioned, do we make the right decision when we close the youth facility in southeastern Wisconsin? Literature one said up north is safe, it's a safe facility now, and two, the old one in southeast Wisconsin has its issues now with mold and everything else that makes it difficult to open up if they wanted to.
Yep. Okay. Four major issues in Milwaukee this week. I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
That's Rewind Milwaukee for February 24.
Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WISP Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.